Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that the minister in the presidency, Mondi Gungubele, will assume the political responsibility for the controls and direction of the State Security Agency. This is in line with an August 2021 announcement that the Ministry of State Security would officially be scrapped and political responsibility for the State Security Agency would now reside with the presidency. How dangerous is this? We wanted to find out a little bit more and get a little bit of a background to this. Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. All the best for 2022. How are you doing?
Good morning and morning to your listeners. I hope I'm speaking to Howard and not Sharp because I confused the two of you the last time.
You are speaking to Howard, so all is good.
Have a happy new year, my friend. I hope it's going to be a great one.
Thank you. So how dangerous is this?
I think what we are seeing now and what is happening now is a reflection of what is happening within the ANC. If we go back to August 21, the president was quite clear he's concerned about the efficiency and the time it takes for him to get intelligence. So he was seeking some extent of control over that process, which is not a problem in itself, because you want intelligence to the president quickly. I just think what we are seeing now is the realization after the Professor Africa report that the problem goes much deeper, that there remains problems with intelligence going to the president. I don't know. I hope it's not only in terms of content, but in terms of time, and that it needs a dedicated intervention. Thirdly, the responsibility and accountability shifts to the minister to implement that report and address that report and ensure that the line between party and state will be maintained at all costs. I hope and pray it succeeds.
I was asking you your view on this appointment to this position by the president. Is it a good move?
I think it can be a good move, Howard. Depending on acceptance of the reality of keeping a line between state and party interest, addressing the fundamental problems within the intelligence structure, where we have clearly political allegiances, the unwavering willingness to take action against individuals abusing intelligence to serve certain political interests. We are caught up with an intelligence service highly politicized. And if that matter is not being addressed, the president will always live with the fear that he's receiving intelligence that is one-sided, serving other interests. And keep in mind the president's position. He needs loyalists around him. He needs supporters, but he needs to know what's happening in this country. And we cannot have an intelligence service deviating from its primary objective, not to serve party interest at all costs. Otherwise, we might as well move the intelligence into Luthuli House and have a political intelligence service.
Which is, in fact, almost what happened under President Jacob Zuma, isn't it?
That is the problem. The legacy of state capture, the legacy of people being appointed and still present within intelligence service, people being suspended 4-5 years, still getting their salary on a monthly basis, and yet matters are not being concluded. It's time to clean up. I'm not saying we should shut the doors and start all over again, because that will just repeat the problem. It's understanding the role of an intelligence service in a constitutional democracy.
And in fact, that was one of the failures in July, wasn't it? That either this information wasn't being passed along properly, or it was deliberately being withheld in order to allow the chaos to follow.
If one looks at I have never seen an intelligence report. The claims made, early warning was provided. Early warning is an open-ended concept. My question to the minister at that point in time is, why didn't you go to the Constitutional Court? But Howard, let me play devil's advocate. Even if we had the best intelligence on the table and early warning was provided, who would have taken action? You can have the best intelligence. If you don't have a capacity to execute, that intelligence will remain words on paper and meaningless.
I guess that's true, because it's only one aspect of it. Unless you are able to follow through on some of the information, I guess to trust the information that you receive, firstly, and once you trust it, to be able to action it.
And that is where the problem lies. I believe our fundamental risk at this point in time in South Africa, and we can list them: poverty, crime, organized crime, violence against women. But I believe that the problem lies at the institutional stability to be able to deal with this. These problems are slowly but surely declining. And I don't want to be that pessimistic, but I can't help to read the signs. And yes, I have to agree with you with that. So there needs to be drastic action beyond the intelligence structure. It is a governance problem in totality, and intelligence can only be effective with in an effective governance setup.
Jasmine Opperman, bringing us a very powerful perspective, as always.